With the tide out and icy cold water hitting the shore, the snow-capped mountains set the scene for a sunny afternoon of clam digging at the beach at Milepost 4. It's March, and the shore has been transformed into knee-deep sand knolls by parents teaching their children the importance of subsistence gathering.
My dad's secret area. He always gets clams there. And he always gets to it before we do.
That's Darian Meisner. She says she has been digging for clams since she was old enough to hold a rake. Darian said she enjoys clam digging because it gives her a chance to spend time with her family and friends. But she says she has one tip on when to go.
We go with months with ours. Just helps to stay away from red tide.
Across the beach at another selected digging area, Corey Gokachia stands covered in sand over his clam hole.
I like the dirty. Pretty fun because you get to go out and get as dirty as you want finding food that's tasty.
He explains how to dig up those tasty clams.
We go out usually with a tall shovel and small garden spades, and you want to try and get a sandy but kind of rocky beach. Because if you get too rocky, you won't be able to dig. And if you're too sandy, then you probably won't find very many. So you go out and you wait for them to squirt, or else you look for the small holes in the ground to tell you that it's a clam bed. And then you start digging in one area, and you try to find as many clams in that spot until you move on.
Corey Gokachia is 14 and says he's been digging for clams since he was 5 years old. He says the aspect of digging he enjoys is the giving process. He explains that in traditional culture, the young would dig and get enough for elders who are unable to do the strenuous task of digging for clams themselves.
Pretty cool because you're actually feeding your family, and so it's like you're doing something to help out instead of having like your mom go to the grocery store and spend money to buy it. You actually get to go out and get something from the land, so pretty cool.
Tammy Meisner is with Traditional Foods and says there is a high rate of diabetes among natives in the community. She hopes the program brings people back to the traditional ways of hunting and gathering while also getting people outside for some exercise.
There's a high rate of type 2 diabetes in the native communities, so we're trying to bring people back to the traditional ways of hunting and gathering and processing and doing it yourself. And so these events are great because in addition to eating better food, you also get a lot of physical activity. And it doesn't seem like you're working hard till the next day when you can't move. But it's a lot of fun because we've done it as families forever, but it's really neat for the kids and the adults to come together and work together. And like the kids have said, you know, any of the extras that we don't use for whatever, then we give to the senior center or to the hospital, or we deliver to the elders.
Tammy Meisner has practiced traditional subsistence living all of her life. She says she is now working to teach her children the traditional ways, and says she's noticed since the program started a change in her children's attitudes towards the traditional culture.
Their favorite part of the whole thing, other than digging, is delivering. They fight over who can get in the car to go deliver clams or any of the events that we do because they love that giving part. It just makes them feel great.
The search organization in Wrangell is still working to expand their programs. Meisner says Search was created to tackle the growing issue of diabetes and also reignite traditional values and practices back into the community. Along with clam digging, Search offers lessons in hooligan fishing, how to smoke and can fish, berry picking, traditional jelly and jam making, plant walks, and identification of different plants and animals. A list will be available later in the week of what programs the Search Board wants to see done over the course of the next fiscal year. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.
Got it.